A patient name, Robert Heflin, H-E-F-L-I-N. Date of birth, 7/5 of 53. Date of service, 5/10 of 23. This is a 69-year-old male patient here to get a refill of certain medications. The last time we saw him was over a year ago. Actually, it was May 2nd of 2022. At that time, we had given him glipizide 5 milligrams BID as well as simvastatin. His A1C was 12, and he never came back for a follow-up. He subsequently has been seen by another provider at a different facility, and they changed his glipizide to 5 milligrams POQ day. Period in the paragraph. Also has been given Ozempic, but he couldn't tolerate it due to GI side effects. Period in the paragraph. He also has a significant diagnosis of inflammatory muscle disease. He sees a specialist for this. They're telling him that there's nothing he can do about it. He's coping with that prognosis as well. When I ask him how he feels, he says he feels good. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or abdominal pain. No real activity intolerance, but due to his inability to walk normally, he does get some fatigue with that. He says he gets off balance. Inquiring about the inflammatory muscle disease, it has left him with some very mild contracture of bilateral hands. He cannot curl his fingers to make a fist. Period in a paragraph. Patient does have a slightly altered gait. He walks with a cane for stability's sake, although he tells me when he is at his residence, he has no problem arising from a seated position and able to walk to into the kitchen or to the bathroom. Period. New paragraph. Vital signs today. Blood pressure 144 over 82. Pulse 68, respiration 16, temperature 97, oxygenation 100%, current weight 250 pounds. Period, in a paragraph. Patient is here for a general exam today as well. Period, in a paragraph. Allergies to penicillin and Ozempic, current medication, glimepiride, tamsulosin, medical history, hypertension, diabetes, arthritis, hearing loss, inflammatory, muscle disease, surgical history, hernia, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking, period, in a paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. He is seated in a wheelchair today. This is not by necessity, but for convenience, period, in a paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, all within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area, normal. Neck, soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear of the auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Examining his extremities, there is no lower extremity edema. He is able to move both legs at my request. He does have very mild contracture to bilateral hands. He is able to shake my hands with a semi-firm grip. Patient does have muscle strength of plus 5, period, in a paragraph. Now, concerning his endurance, he is not able to walk any long distances. Once again, he cites owing to the reason of he loses his balance, therefore he needs the cane to walk with, period, in a paragraph. Definite muscle strength weaker in the lower extremities, which has been progressive, but he is able to walk. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Diabetes. The last A1C we have on him was a year ago. It was 12. We will obtain a new set of labs today. Period, new paragraph. Hyperlipidemia. His triglyceride level 1 year ago was, I believe, 230. We will, once again, draw new labs today. Period, new paragraph. Patient tells me he was on metformin twice a day, but another provider stopped that because his insurance wasn't paying for the metformin. So he would like to go back on the metformin. He tells me when he took metformin on a daily basis, his daily blood sugars when he woke up were in the 130 range to 120. Period, new paragraph. Inflammatory muscle disease, once again cared for by specialty. Rheumatology, arthritis, under the care of a rheumatologist. Period, new paragraph. Plan of care for today, we're going to obtain a set of labs. We're going to give him metformin 500 BID. He will return next Tuesday to review the labs with me and move forward. Patient also instructed to measure his blood pressure and blood sugars on a daily basis until he sees me again in another 5-6 days. Plan of care reviewed with him.